That's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, getting ready to kick off the download here. We got a huge show, so let's get at it. It's time for the carryout. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. A soap opera called the House Intelligence Committee continues today as a planned meeting to hear the testimony of former Attorney General Sally Yates and former CIA Director John Brennan was canceled. This after both spoke publicly about their testimony and how it would contradict with the White House. The Washington Post is reporting that the White House went out of their way to keep Yates from testifying, although the White House says that's false. Dun, dun, dun! Tune in next week to the HIC! When the eye patch doctor returns from the dead to say he's having an affair with the mayor's wife. Ah! I mean, the theatrics around this story, it's crazy. It's like a soap opera with hashtags. Hashtag sad. Hashtag Bill and Hillary did worse. That's my favorite part of it. Oh, boy. President Trump signed an executive order rolling back former President Obama's regulations on climate change and the environment. The Clean Power Plan was enacted to cut carbon emissions by 30% by 2030. To be fair, the plan was never put in place because of legal objections. It's still hung up in the courts, but the goal was to get the U.S. to comply with international rules as dictated by the Paris Climate Change meeting. Now, there are questions on whether or not the U.S. will withdraw from that deal and if this administration will care at all about the planet. Still up in the air. This, of course, will be fought in courts as well as 23 states have already joined on to take this on. Trump ran on the idea of bringing back big coal, so this isn't surprising. Also, kids, if you're paying attention, business first, everything else second. Now on to chapter two, how to hide your hair plugs. The Democrats responded to this move saying, what? Seriously? As they slid back in their high back chairs and continued to play words with friends. Oh, 50-point word. Leadership. Hillary Clinton made a speech today in San Francisco. No. Nope. Pass. Pass. We're not doing that. Illinois candidate for governor Chris Kennedy was asked how important it was to get the endorsement of the state's Democratic Party. He said it wasn't really that important. What's more important is the endorsements of people on Facebook and LinkedIn or Twitter and Snapchat. Really? So you mean likes? You're just pandering for likes? Any kind? The wow face, the sad face, the heart, anything? An endorsement on LinkedIn? Hey, Dave's endorsed Chris Kennedy for having great government skills. Or Snapchat, I love Chris Kennedy and this dog sticker face proves it. And now it's gone. Speaker Madigan and Governor Rauner are fighting over the sale of the Thompson Center. Madigan says he's willing to sell the building, even though Rauner says he's not willing to sell the building fast enough. Leave it up to Illinois lawmakers to argue about who wants to sell the building more. The building, of course, a local treasure just because it was the finale of the movie Running Scared, where Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal play tough Chicago cops trying to take down a Jimmy Smith's run cocaine cartel. Hines rappels down the inside of the building while shooting his Uzi. Just for that reason alone, no one should sell this building. They should make it a museum for Running Scared. For Michael McDonald's song, Shine Sweet Freedom, shine a light on me. Da, da, da. I don't know if you remember that song. In weather, it's pretty normal. If it's this cold in 2 weeks, we'll talk. In sports, hard to believe that we're just a mere 5 days away from opening day. The Cubs take on the Cardinals on Sunday night, and it looks more and more like Kyle Schwarber's going to be the leadoff man, not a pipe dream. He's been holding down the top spot all spring. No big injuries, although keep an eye on Addison Russell, who they say will be ready for opening day. Also, today marked the end of the Munenori Kawasaki era in Chicago. Kawasaki was supposed to bring the fun and flavor to the squad. But he barely made it up to the bigs. So, and you know what? You really don't need a goofball when you're winning championships. That's for a third-place team. Let's be fair. Anyway, seems ready. Team seems ready. Now we hope that Wrigley will be. Have you seen Wrigleyville lately? Just covered in one big blue construction tarp. Yikes. On the south side, the Sox traded center fielder Peter Borjos to the Rays, prompting the question, we had Peter Borjos? That was... The bigger question is, who plays center come opening day with rookie Charlie Tilson on the DL? Could be Jacob May, the rookie and nephew of former Sox great Carlos May. Why not? While we're at it, does Ron Karkovice have a kid who can catch? Maybe? Or how about Tommy Paterg? Maybe a grandson with skills to turn two at second base? No Lamar Hoyt relative in the old pipeline? Nothing? The Blackhawks are in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. 7 games left, 8-point lead. Should we be worried that they've lost 2 in a row? No. Let's just get this season over with, shall we? Let's get to the playoffs. And for the Bulls, they play next on Thursday against the Cavaliers, who are slumping. They might not even get the number one seed as Boston has moved ahead in the standings. The Bulls are a half game out of the playoffs right now with 8 games to go. And finally, the internet is ablaze with news of Jay Cutler. Wait, he signed somewhere? No, no, no. That's crazy. No, his wife took a picture of his naked bum and put it on Instagram, essentially saying, "Who needs football? We're available for reality television or softcore entertainment." Although right after the picture was taken, Cutler threw his butt into double coverage. Okay, whatever. That's the carryout for March 28th, 2017. I can't remember how many drinks you ordered, but here's a couple extra straws. You know, save them for the next time. That button double coverage joke looked better on paper. Coming up, the cost of segregation. Alden Lori will be here, one of the co-authors of the MPC study that was put out today. And King Mo in studio at the big table to talk MMA at 8 o'clock. It's a download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.